Morning will restore. Bible thought. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5, New International Version. Amos was confronted with a difficult and unpopular task. He had to deliver bleak and depressing words, telling of coming judgment upon an entire disobedient nation. It must have uplifted Amos and the people to hear God say that after much anguish and devastation, there is light at the end of the proverbial tunnel. Several years ago, a dear friend painted a picture for me. I display it in a prominent location in my house for others to appreciate. I really enjoy sharing with them the artist's intent, which is captured in oils and in the title. The picture shows a ramshackle house buffeted by winds and set in the dark gloom of a pre-dawn storm. You can nearly feel the coldness and the lonely abandonment if one were seeking some emergency shelter in the unlit shack. The caption for that picture reads, quote, "It's morning, and morning will restore," end of quote. The encouragement artistically perceived in that oil painting has blessed me in times of despair and anxiety. Amos was privileged to tell the people of God that desolation will be replaced with restoration. God delivers. Let us pray. Dearest Father of light and life, help me to sense your nearness in my times of loneliness, your protection in my dangers, your restoring forgiveness when I am caught in a whirlwind of my own making. In Jesus' name, amen.